A new documentary looks at the difficult relationship between the U.S. and Cuba through the eyes of two brothers who are also incredibly talented musicians. They made the music you're listening to now. Ilmar Gavilan is a violinist who grew up in Cuba, but left at the age of 14 to study in the Soviet Union. He never returned. Instead, he built an international career as a teacher and a performer who eventually settled in the United States. Aldo Lopez Gavilan is a pianist and a composer who stayed and made a name for himself in Cuba. For decades, the two musicians were never able to perform or to record together, but in the new film, Los Hermanos, we see politics shifting over time, and Aldo and Ilmar are able to achieve a dream they'd been pursuing their entire lives. The film opens in theaters this Friday. Brothers is also the name of Ilmar and Aldo's first recorded album together. Ilmar Gavilan and Aldo Lopez Gavilan join me now. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us, Peter. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Yes, it's a great pleasure.
And Ilmar, so let's start with you, okay? You left Cuba at the age of 14 to study violin in the Soviet Union. Talk about why you decided to leave.
Well, at the time, my violin teacher in Cuba explained to my parents that if I wanted to continue developing, I had to leave because in my native country, there was no opportunity for further developing. In other words, they thought that I got as good as I could there. It's not like, a little kid chooses to do it. It was just a commitment to my craft and, to my family and myself.
Well, speaking of little kid, Aldo, this was your big brother, right?
Right, yes.
What was it like to see him leave, and did you think he'd ever come back?
Oh, it was very terrible. It was very sad for me. I was only 8, and I was used to play around with him and, do what kids do at that age. And, it was a big change for all of us.
Did you miss each other?
It was beyond missing. It was just like, a part of you is somewhere else. You know, thank goodness for these tapes he used to send me. Our letters were via tapes, and I could hear the surrounding noises, his music, his little, infant voice. He had a very thin voice still at the time. I could hear my grandpa's steps in the background, the ocean. All of these sounds gave me the taste of home.
So two brothers, both musicians, separated by many, many miles, and of course, many complicated political conflicts. I do want to hear one of your compositions, Aldo. This is off of your album Brothers with Ilmar. The track is called Epilogo. Getting to this point must have been a dream come true, because you had never been able to record music together because you were separated by both distance and by politics. Why was it important for you to make this album?
Oh, this was a long time dream come true, really, because Ilmar was always a fan of my music, of course, and I was a fan of his playing. Making an album together as brothers and performers was something that it was really needed for us, professionally and emotionally.
The process was so joyful because a lot of things that happen in the studio have to do with rehearsing. And in this kind of music, the communication of the soul and the musical understanding plays a huge role. So because we have basically a lifetime of understanding each other's music, we could anticipate somebody's phrasing or this little delay for a cadence or this color, rather than spend hours and hours trying to perfect it. We just feel it at the same time.
Although I can't imagine what that would be like to be in person with your brother as two musicians and two brothers playing together and sort of connecting in person like that when you had been separated for so long. What was it like for you?
It's beyond words. The communication in all sense as brothers were beyond normal communication between musicians that have played all their lives together. I feel very comfortable playing my music with Ilmar because he knows the music sometimes even better than me. Sometimes he can explain with words the messages that my music sometimes have.
Well, it was under the Obama administration when tensions started to cool off, of course, between the two countries, and that's when you got the chance to tour together in the United States. Let's listen to you, Aldo, playing your piece Quick Tune with Ilmar and his ensemble, the Harlem Quartet, here in the U.S. Having been a musician in both places now, I just wonder what your impressions of the two countries are.
This is Ilmar here in Cuba. Aldo always mentions that the pianos are out of tune. Not every hall has a good piano. But guess what? Every time there is some sort of concert, you will see the audience from diverse background, not just like the people that are more culture, but diverse background as opposed to here in the States. It's a very particular targeted audience that tends to come out to classical concerts. That's something that we like to be, ambassadors for, that music, good music is good music. And because the nature of Aldo's writing is particularly accessible, we feel very privileged to attract different type of audiences to regular venues.
So you've come so far in the last several years, but there's been such whiplash, too. I mentioned President Obama earlier. Here he is in 2016 announcing this new era in diplomatic relations between the two countries. Let's listen.
I have come here to bury the last remnant of the Cold War in the Americas. I have come here to extend the hand of friendship to the Cuban people.
And then just a little over a year later, President Trump reversed course in Miami. Here he is.
We will enforce the ban on tourism. We will enforce the embargo.
What has this whiplash been like? And where exactly do things stand now for you personally? Aldo, why don't you take that?
Well, as you can imagine, things got really bad. In my personal life, it was terrible to have to travel to a third country to get the American visa to come here and perform with my brother. But the whole country and people in general in Cuba have suffered tremendously. And to be honest, now in this moment is one of the biggest crises in so many, many years because of the pandemic.
Right.
So it's not has been easy at all.
So, Ilmar, here you are both at the intersection of music and politics. What do you think the power of your music is to help bridge the kind of problems that we've experienced between these two countries over the years?
You hit it right there. I think music itself is a phenomenon that unites peoples and makes you feel the common humanity in all of us. And music, in our case, is beyond politics, but also it's an instrument to realize everything that can be achieved if we were left to be just normal human beings that want to express their music and their love beyond artificial borders when it comes to geopolitical borders.
And this is why we have art in our lives, right? Ilmar Gavilan and Aldo Lopez Gavilan are two brothers and the focus of the documentary Los Hermanos. Thank you to you both.
Thanks for having us, Peter. It's great.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Los Hermanos opens in theaters on Friday. We have more information about the film and the album that they released together. It's called Brothers. It's at hereandnow.org.